Two large listed transport sector companies, Air New Zealand and Auckland International Airport, are reporting full-year results on Wednesday. Carla Smiley spoke with Milford Asset Management analyst Sam Trithui to get an idea of what to expect.
What are you looking out for in the Air New Zealand results?
I think the result has been flagged as, you know, could well surprise to the upside. The company itself upgraded its earnings guidance for the year to $525 million at its investor day in early June. And that was basically on the back of the revenue environment or the ability to price tickets higher than they had anticipated coming through.
And how do you expect the airline has been dealing with increased competition?
They have, I think, done a very good job of managing the competitive environment through some of their strategies. One of them is essentially hubbing passengers through Auckland from Australia across to North America and into South America, and that has really supported their North American routes, which have faced significant competition from the likes of American Airlines and United coming into the route. So that is, you know, one example of the ways that they have dealt quite well with the competition. And the other hand is their domestic business as well has held up, and they have been able to maintain pricing quite strongly despite the competition from Jetstar there.
Now, if we move on to Auckland Airport, what do you think it's going to produce on Wednesday?
Well, Auckland Airport has had, you know, some very good tailwinds from passenger volumes growing very strongly on the back of the tourism boom that we have seen. And they have, in their operating stats, pre-released passenger volume growth of 11% for the year. So I think the result is really about the composition and what the non-aeronautical spend, or essentially the retail sales, half for the year. That is a volatile number, and we did see it surprised the upside about this time last year on Chinese passengers spending a lot more than the average in that area. So that's a key point to watch for the result.
The airport's been doing its regulatory price reset for the next 5 years. Do you expect the Commerce Commission will agree it's not generating excessive profits?
That's a good question. It's a difficult one to predict. The Commerce Commission and the regime that Auckland Airport operates under allow it to set its own prices, and the Commerce Commission reviews them for essentially being fair and reasonable. They are entering a heavy period of CapEx. So with the second runway and redevelopment of the number of the terminals, there is some significant CapEx spend over the next 10 years at the airport, which should make the Commerce Commission a bit wary of stepping in to alter the airport's decision around pricing. I think certainly government and the councils will be keen to see the tourism growth that we are seeing in New Zealand continue and that asset well invested in.
Milford Asset Management analyst Sam Trithui speaking to MBR's Calder Smiley.